broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Typical teenager smoking pot.
I think that says a bad influence.
Definitely a sign of the times and disappointing both.
I like big butts. That is a threat.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about.
I like big butts.
Where we take it through the looking glass and beyond. We go places other talk shows can't go, wouldn't go, shouldn't go. Underline shouldn't. High schoolers riot in New York City after their bathroom privileges get taken away. Can you blame them? Boca Raton is under fire from a Christian group for not decorating with a manger scene. Plus, we'll tell you 10 careers with high rates of depression. Talk show host ain't in the group. Margaret Gray and Dr. Ron Tarner also join us. Our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Affiliate Spotlight tonight on KNEW 910 AM, San Francisco. Great radio station, great city. Another great station, WHLO 640 AM, Akron, Ohio. Two great stations on the Phil Hendry Show Network and two stations that get it. Go to our website, philhendryshow.com. Pick up live streaming of the show right now on video. Video. You can watch me perform the show. And if you think you know what this show is about and you haven't been listening, trust me when I tell you, you don't. So head on over, get a backstage pass, and watch as well as listen to our show tonight. And also take advantage of thousands of hours archive material. We have our store opening up this weekend as well, which will be for the sale of our Best of Classic series. 877-876-PHIL. Margaret Gray joining us tonight from Santa Monica, California. She is the author of A Little Bird Told Me, which is a nationally syndicated news column. And you've been following this Elizabeth Edwards, John Edwards story, particularly Elizabeth Edwards and the passing of Elizabeth Edwards, was great, great interest, and you've done it very well, Margaret. Have they announced where and when her funeral will be?
Yes, they have, Phil. Elizabeth Edwards will be laid to rest. I believe it'll be at the Edmonton Street United Methodist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I'm looking for the date. Forgive me, Phil. I think it is on Saturday. That will be tomorrow then, yes. Excuse me. I was looking at the UPI story, and I'm looking for them to burying it. There it is right the first line. So it is tomorrow, Phil. It will be in the Edmonton Street United Methodist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Elizabeth Edwards, 61 years of age.
Do we know who will be speaking?
We do. There will be tributes from her daughter. There will be a tribute from two very close friends of hers. The service will celebrate Elizabeth's life. Now, there is one omission here, and there's an awful lot of us who think it's a mistake, and that is that John Edwards is not going to be speaking.
That kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't quite make sense, and I'll tell you why. If there was one thing that Elizabeth Edwards stood for, it was John Edwards' career. If there was one thing that Elizabeth Edwards, forgive me for saying this, Phil, if there was one thing that she would die for, it would be for John Edwards to become President of the United States. We know that's not what happened here. We know that Elizabeth Edwards was very sick. But I've just got to believe, and I think there are many who believe that Elizabeth Edwards would want John to lay the story out the best way that he can and finally answer the questions. What happened? That he is not going to be allowed to do that, I find that troubling.
You're going to have to define for me what lay the story out means, because this is,
Well, here's what I mean, Phil.
This is a funeral for a woman.
Here's what I mean. I understand that. I think that John Edwards, in the context, and, there's an old song called, believe it or not, In the Context, that I love you and you love me and we, and I don't know if you know the song, but in the context, I will be there, And so what the singer is saying when all is lost and everything is confusing and we don't even really know whether we like each other or not anymore, I'll still be there for you. And that's really what happened to John and Elizabeth Edwards. It was a terrible misunderstanding. And it was something...
Well, Barbara, let me interrupt you for a minute. What's the misunderstanding? What's the myth that he's not going to be speaking?
What happened to their marriage, I think it was communication breakdown.
Well, when you say a misunderstanding, it sounds like,
That you don't understand why I cheated on you? No, I'm not saying that.
Oh, yeah, because that's what it sounded like.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying the following thing. I'm saying Elizabeth Edwards was very sick. Elizabeth Edwards wanted John Edwards to be president of the United States. All of this other terrible entanglement was very sad. There's no question about it. Riel Hunter and the affair and the birth of this, the child that she had, confused things terribly. And what I am saying, and I think a lot of people agree with me, is that this is a great opportunity tomorrow, Phil, this funeral for this dear, dear woman. It's a great opportunity for John Edwards to clear the air, to talk about how the affair started, to talk about what happened, how did it get out of control, and certainly to clear the air about why he lied. Because, Phil, there's a bigger issue here.
Okay, but let me interrupt you. Our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. By the way, I have to remember to do something very technical here. And before you move on, our number 877-876-PHIL, before you move on, you are talking about Elizabeth Edwards' funeral. So let's forget for just a minute, I'm not going to disagree with you about John Edwards speaking at the funeral. I personally would, if I was a member of the family, I would block him from being anywhere near it. But that's, you know.
No, Phil, you don't understand the issues involved.
I will give you that. I will grant you that. But this is her, this is a celebration of her life, you know.
Yes.
This is about her. This is about her family. This is about the people that loved her. This is about this brave woman. Regardless of our political point of view, there was so much that lady talked about that I didn't agree with, but I liked her. I got to like her because of the guts she had, you know?
Well, Phil, I'm not saying, yes, I totally agree.
You know, this is her day, such as it is. It's a sad, sad occasion, but it's a memorial, you know?
Phil, I totally agree. John should explain what happened and why it happened in the context of this wonderful life that Elizabeth had. She had this life. Then John came along and he had an affair and fathered a child out of wedlock. So that in the context, and like the song says, even though you don't love me, in the context, I'll see it through, you know. So what they're saying is, it's all gone. It's dead, our feeling for each other. I wouldn't even recognize you on a street. If you walk down the street, that's how indifferent I am to you. And yet, I still love you. So in the context...
Margaret, I don't understand what you mean about in the context. I'm going to have to tell you.
What's not to understand?
You're talking about, forgive me, Elizabeth Edwards, this is her memorial.
Her life was John's life. Her health was John's health. My God, Phil, forgive me for saying this, but I think there's some poetry to it. Her sex life was John's sex life. Her...
What has that got to do with her day, her memorial?
It, in this respect, when John Edwards stands up and says, hello, I am John Edwards, you all know who I am. I was the man that married and loved this woman for longer than anyone. Let me explain now. Why, as we say goodbye to Elizabeth, I guess I'm thinking that we can say hello to John, you know? As we say goodbye to Elizabeth, why you should say hello to me? Again.
But that's about him.
No. Again, it's in the context. And I know you don't want to hear that, the phrase.
I don't want to hear that song is what I don't want to hear. I don't even understand the song. We're talking here with Margaret Gray about Elizabeth Edwards, whose funeral will be tomorrow in at Edenton Street United Methodist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Planning to speak will be her daughter, two friends. The service will celebrate Mrs. Edwards' life. As you know, she succumbed to breast cancer. John Edwards is not scheduled to speak, and yet Margaret Gray is with us here this evening, a nationally syndicated columnist, speaking to the point that John Edwards should be allowed to speak. I got to tell you, I just don't see it.
You don't see it, Phil, because you don't understand how much John Edwards is needed by this country and how he has to somehow find a way. He has to find a way to wedge or to jimmy open the door to 2012. And I'm not saying use a funeral for that, but I am saying we're gathered here today to say goodbye to Elizabeth and to say hello, John. And that is so important, Phil, if you're a Democrat. I know that you're not. But these are things...
All right, hold the line here for just a moment. 877-876-PHIL. I think that that's a tasteless... I think it's tasteless. Goodbye, Elizabeth. Hello, John. At her funeral. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL is the number as we speak here about Elizabeth Edwards and whether or not John Edwards should be allowed to speak at this very courageous woman's funeral tomorrow. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back.
It's... The Phil Hendry Show.
You know the song I'm talking in the context of the thing?
No, I don't.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Next hour, Robert Greene, not Robert Greene, excuse me, who is our guest now? Dr. Ron Tarner is going to join us on a controversy having to do with cake mix. Dr. Tarner is the chair of a scientific council on race relations in Denver, Colorado. We'll be talking to him about, believe it or not, a racial issue having to do with cake mix in supermarkets. 877-876-PHIL. Margaret Gray is with us. We're going to be talking to our listeners in just a second. You had a point about Elizabeth Edwards and John Edwards and what you think she would want.
Well, I'm firmly convinced that Elizabeth Edwards would want John to speak because I think she was very vested in his campaign. I think she was very vested in what it was that he stood for. I think as well, Phil, we have to come to a realization that it is... I think it's very possible, and I found myself getting a little emotional just then, that the Native Americans believe you can time your exit from this world, if you will. They call it choosing the portal of your exit and leaving this world on the wings of an eagle. I think it's very possible that Elizabeth Edwards chose exactly this time to leave this world because the Democrats had just taken a grotesque beating in the elections in November. And what would be a better time than now for John to stand up and say, I love this woman, and she now leaves us, but I am here. And that's probably not good news for a lot of people, but I think...
I was just trying to imagine what people would think when they hear that. It might be... They might hear that with horror.
No, they would not hear that with horror. We really need to grow up a little bit. This man, say what you will about him fathering a child out of wedlock, he was a man with a vision for this country. And there's a lot of bad things people want to say.
All right, let me get to some phone calls here. 877-876-PHIL is our number. And we'll see what people think about whether John Edwards should speak at Elizabeth Edwards' funeral today, tomorrow, Saturday. Here is Lisa in East Orange, New Jersey, listening on WWRL. Go ahead, Lisa.
Good morning.
Good morning
to your guest. I just couldn't help but call to say that, with all due respect, this is the most ludicrous conversation I've ever heard. It is a funeral. It's inappropriate to talk politics at a funeral. I know that people have gotten kind of into the habit where every aspect of their life is somehow tied to politics, but suggesting that this woman chose her own death time and that she wanted her husband to reintroduce his make a footway into politics for the 2012 election, I think is insulting and inappropriate. Have a good evening.
Well, all right. Thank you very much for your comment. I appreciate that.
Okay, thank you.
May I respond?
Go ahead.
I think the young lady misses the metaphysical point I'm trying to make. I'm trying to be very respectful. It is a spiritual voyage, a spiritual journey in which Elizabeth Edwards says, I know now it's time for me to leave this sphere of existence. As I exit, John enters. And, you know, just to use a sort of a colloquial phrase, I pity the poor bastards that are going to have to face him in 2012. Goodbye. And then she leaves. Now, I don't see what's disrespectful about that.
Well, disrespectful in the sense that it doesn't sound very spiritual. It certainly doesn't sound very, it doesn't sound like any kind of religion that I know. I don't understand what you mean. I pity the poor bastards.
What I'm saying, when I say that Elizabeth Edwards chose her time for leaving this sphere or plane, or if you will, this continuum, she exited or ejected from the continuum. And I'm speaking the way Native Americans believe, in a spiritual way. And now my soulmate, John Edwards. And
are we forgetting that this man cheated on her?
Well, these things transcend time and space and personalities. These are much, much deeper. And as John enters, she leaves and says, I pity the bastard. Goodbye. And she becomes a mist. You see? This, to me, is the beauty, I think, of forgiveness.
877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to Liz. Liz is listening in Mobile, Alabama. Hello, Liz. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Thanks for letting me comment on this.
Yes, ma'am.
I am so with the last lady that called in. This is absolutely ridiculous to even consider having a political comment made at a funeral for whatever reason. Let the lady lie in peace and celebrate her life, not what happened in her life.
Yeah,
that's
I agree with that.
But what about having John Edwards there? But what about having John Edwards there? What do you think of that?
Ma'am?
Yes.
Ma'am?
The question I asked was, what do you think about having John Edwards there at least to say a few words, such as...
I don't believe it's his place to say anything. He lost that right. He lost that right.
Goodbye, Elizabeth. Hello, John. He lost the right how? He's the father of
those
children.
He lost the right by...
He's not her husband.
...by violating their marriage vows. He lost that right. Thank you for allowing me to
comment. Yes, I understand how emotional a lot of people are with this bill. And when you are emotional, you don't really think clearly. What I'm saying is... John Edwards, he transcends emotionalism. We're talking about saving this country. And I'm trying to use, is there some way
it's
we can use
about saving this country, but you're not going to do it with a Democrat. Thank you very much.
Oh, but you didn't want it to be political. How hypocritical of you.
It's a free country, last time I checked.
Free to be a hypocrite, yes.
All right, okay. 877-876-PHIL. Why do you call her why do you call that lady a hypocrite?
She said that I was using politics, and she turns around, and let's just slip in the slam on the Democrats. There has to be a way, and I'm speaking now to Democrats, because I know Republicans don't really get it. There has to be a way that we can use this very sad, sad event to get John Edwards out in front of the American people to say, this is Elizabeth Edwards. I was married to her, yes. I cheated on her, yes. I fathered a child out of wedlock. All of this is true. But Elizabeth now goes to meet her ancestors. Elizabeth now goes, as they say in the Buddhist cultures, she now goes to bang a gong with her ancestors. But I'm here. So as we say goodbye to Elizabeth, we say, hello, John. And I know that's not really...
I can't imagine him saying that. You would have to have somebody saying it for him.
What do you mean someone saying it for him?
He's going to stand up there and go, goodbye, Elizabeth, hello, John.
No, I understand what you're saying. But what I'm saying, that's the theme, you see.
And what about this Buddhist thing? She's off banging gongs with her ancestors. I think you have to make this a respectful and a traditional, and more importantly than anything else, a celebration in keeping with the wishes of the family.
Well, that is not going to be possible, Phil. I'm sorry.
Why not?
Because at some point, some of us are going to have to say, John Edwards needs to get up and speak.
And hold on for a minute. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and our website, philhendryshow.com, with a live streaming video of our show with a backstage pass. You can watch me performing the show right now and our merchandise store, and when I say merchandise, we'll be selling our Best of Classic CDs. Should be opening up this weekend in time for Christmas. So check it out, philhendryshow.com. Online with me, the nationally syndicated writer, Margaret Gray, and we talk about Elizabeth Edwards' funeral, which will be happening tomorrow. A very sad day for even people who might have politically disagreed with her, such as myself, but who grew to admire her, the courage and the beauty and the love that she showed, you know, Margaret. And you're talking about John Edwards speaking. You think it's a good idea for him to speak. You see this funeral as an opportunity for his political career to be resurrected, and you can hear what people are saying. Not the time, not the place.
Well, you know, Phil, I wish that we had in our lives, I wish we had the luxury in our lives to choose the times and the places of our of where we begin our battles and how we commence our fight to reclaim ourselves. But we don't. We don't have that right. We have to take the events as Henry David Thoreau once wrote, seize them at the flood. Seize them at the flood. So I say that tomorrow John Edwards can give a few remarks that are very tasteful, that can, he can tell people there, I have thrown the harlot out. I have taken this Jezebel, this hunter, and the bastard child, and they have been removed from my house. They're removed from my father's house. And then I think what they can do in as tasteful a way as they can is begin to commence this conversation, Phil. I don't know if there's going to be a viewing. Do you know if there's a viewing? About the viewing, Phil?
What do you mean by a viewing? You mean
the coffin?
I don't know.
If it is open, there is an opportunity, I think, and you could do it with humor, to put a John Edwards button on the... I don't know. You know.
Oh, come, that is vile.
I said with humor, Phil, and please don't get high and mighty with me.
I will get... That is vile. Vote John Edwards button on the body of Elizabeth Edwards?
I said in with humor.
There's nothing funny about the passing of this woman. Her daughter will be speaking. Her two close friends.
And I don't need you preaching to me. I lost a mother last.
I understand your mother died.
So I don't need you preaching to me.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Elizabeth in Nashville, Tennessee, listening on WWTN. Hi, Elizabeth. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Well, first, I would like to say I'm a moderate Democrat, and unfortunately, I'm very ashamed of the way this person is taking this death. I would imagine she had plenty of time to decide who she would like to speak at her funeral. And yes, I do think it's important. Obviously, they spent a large part of their life together, but this should be a celebration of her life, not about indiscretions that he had in his. And what is going on with all over the place in the context and the bastard child? I mean, does that make any sense? This should be about her life.
I am talking
and her
about
memory.
John. Yes, it is about her life and her memory. But what was her life about, John Edwards? That's what you're missing.
And putting a button on her and making this a political occasion would be shameful. And to think that you are trying to stand up for Democrats and going all over the place on this makes absolutely no sense, and you are not taking her life into consideration.
Well, that's the second time you said all over the place. I don't know what you mean. I'm saying in the context
of... Well, you go from the Buddhist temple to the bastard child to in the context. You are making no sense. I can't imagine how you write an article and anyone reads it.
You know, there's something about you I don't like.
Well, I'm okay with that. I think that it's crazy that you would make a funeral a political occasion. This woman obviously had plenty of time to plan for her death. And when she planned for her death, I would imagine she said, you know what, I don't want my husband who cheated on me to speak at my funeral about the person he cheated on me with.
Excuse me for a moment. Phil, so many times when there's a caller on the air, I hear you in the background, right. What you do is encourage this hysteria. And
this is not hysteria. This woman is, I agree with everything she's saying.
And you have a problem with Buddhist religion.
I do not have a problem with the Buddhist religion. I don't know what, it's Elizabeth Edwards' funeral. If she wants to have a Native American theme.
Hello, she's dead? What is it with you two people? Do you think this is a wedding? She's not with us any longer.
Why would she make it a political occasion if she's dead? Do you think that's what she wants? Someone to put a button on her that says, go, John Edwards?
Oh, my God. What did the woman do throughout her life but support her husband's political career? Have you been awake? What did she do?
I've been perfectly awake. I read the paper every day, and I read the Internet every day.
And what did she do throughout her life? And what did she do throughout her life? Supported her husband. And
she supported her husband. And then the guy goes out and cheats on her, and they were separated. She made very clear what she thought about John Edwards, at least in the context of their marriage.
You know, you're mocking me.
If you've read her book had nothing to do with wanting John Edwards to speak about his political gain at her funeral.
I think she was still in denial. But I think that if you remember that song that you're laughing about, Elizabeth, but in the context that you and I...
What in the world does that mean? No idea what you are even saying. In the context.
If you laugh at me one more...
All right, look, Elizabeth, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. I don't think you uttering threats.
I could hear her, though, going...
Well...
Oh, my God, and you're doing the same thing, aren't you?
Yes, I am, in the context.
You know, I was a professional singer.
Margaret, I know that you sang professionally. I know you sang with on Broadway. I know you did. You were accomplished in a great many ways. I don't know these songs. What we're talking about is John Edwards, and I think you can recognize the sensitivity of this issue, a man who is estranged from this woman, and now she dies. From cancer. She was dying from cancer when he was cheating on her with another woman. He admitted he was, you know, I have to tell you something. Have you thought about what John Edwards thinks of this?
Well, you know, it doesn't matter what John Edwards thinks of it. It doesn't matter what John Edwards thinks of it, Phil.
Why not?
Because destiny has called John Edwards. When you are destined, when there is a vision, you have no say, you have no choice. You don't argue with vision. You don't argue with destiny. You argue with an opinion, yes. You argue with a point of view. Because every jackass, as the saying goes, has an opinion. But you don't argue with destiny. You don't argue with vision. And I wish you understood that.
John Edwards is about as destined to be president as I am.
How dare you?
That's not an insult. John Edwards was not going to be president. He'll never be president. And you sticking a button on his late wife's body that says, vote Edwards.
But you don't want me to bring up in the context.
You know, you're crying about your mother dying. That's what you're doing. You're projecting all of this, and this is all about your mom, isn't it?
Thank you, Dr. Phil.
Never mind.
No, thanks a lot, Dr. Phil.
877-876-PHIL.
On the Dr. Phil show.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call. Here I have Susan on the line in Dallas, Texas. Hi, Susan. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray.
No, the Dr. Phil McGraw Show.
Hi. Hello, Margaret.
Hi.
Hello, Phil. Thank you for taking my call.
How you doing? Yes, ma'am.
I am speechless.
you know,
this,
I don't have to be here talking about
this wonderful lady, this lovely lady that we're talking to tonight. You know, I have a great idea to go along with the button. I think we could take the corpse and stick an arm in her body through her back and make her, you know, talk and say vote for John, because John is audience
is absolutely
laughing
that
at
is
you.
Ghoulish. That is
you
ghoulish what you just said.
An idiot.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed
and
of yourself.
You need to get off the crack, okay? You need to lay off the drugs. And seriously, call Dr. Phil. You are
insane. What do you mean by crack? Insane. What do you mean by crack?
You are insane.
Drugs or sex?
You're on drugs?
How am
I
insane?
Crack? And by the way, your singing stinks. Please don't do it again. Phil, I'm going to have to turn you off tonight.
You know, if you were here, I'd slap you in the face. I'd slap you right across your smart face.
Say no to drugs. Say no to drugs. That's all I got to say to you. You
all right,
are
well, then
an idiot.
Tell your brother
you're
to stay off my street. An idiot?
You're an idiot.
No,
yes.
You're the idiot because you don't understand context.
Figure out.
I hate you. I hate you so much. I hate people that say things and then hang up.
Well, you know what? Can you blame the lady? Can you blame her? You're talking here about a very, very sad moment.
If I hear how sad Elizabeth Edwards' funeral is going to be, I think I'm going to vomit. I know how sad it's going to be. I know, Phil. You don't have to tell me. I'm trying to give it context. I'm trying to give it form. John Edwards stands in front of the assembled, the mourners, and says, I knew this woman. I knew her better than any of you. I know what you think of me.
Sure.
I know. I know you think that I am a, what's the word? What word do you want? Pig? Is that good enough? Would you like me to use something more colorful? Maybe I'm a something from Lord of the Rings, a goblin. Or that the golem creature. Is that what you'd like to see me as? I'll be anything you want me to be. I'm John Edwards. I'm here. And I'm here for you to pull me and push me, to mold me and shape me into the most misshapen, ugly creature that your wildest hallucinations could possibly dream up. But while you're doing that, I want you to think of something else. Elizabeth is gone. Oh, we'll remember her and we'll love her always. But I'm here. Take a good long look at this kisser. It's not going anywhere. You know I'll be on the cover of a magazine. You know,
Is this going to take a while?
It's what going to take a while?
What are you doing?
I'm giving you the speech. Oh, my God, are you stupid?
Don't you ever call me stupid when you're on my show.
No, forgive me, Phil, but you really are dumb. Didn't you know what I was doing?
Yes, and I was asking you, is it going to be forever? Because I have to take a break.
Were you listening to it, or were you just looking at your watch? And wondering if you'll have a chance to go into the bathroom and you know what.
877-876-PHIL. Should John Edwards be allowed to speak at Elizabeth Edwards' funeral tomorrow? Margaret Gray with some astounding opinions tonight. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Boy, you take the kid.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, good. No, I have him. Yeah.
Welcome back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray on the line with us. We got a few more phone calls to get to. We're talking about Elizabeth Edwards, her funeral tomorrow. And the question arose, just sort of spontaneously earlier in our discussion, will John Edwards be there? And the answer, of course, is no, he will not be there. But you think he should be there, and you have, Margaret, pretty much offended everyone, including myself, with some of these opinions having to do with the politicking of John Edwards. We don't care whether he's ever elected president of the United States. The American people don't.
And what about Elizabeth Edwards, wherever she is? Do you think she cares?
Margaret, we don't know, and that's up for the family to decide, isn't it?
And what if the family says, okay, John, go ahead and speak?
Then it's okay. Then it's okay. If that's what the family wants, that's what the family wants.
Phil, I don't know if you remember the song. I'm not going to sing it, don't worry, but I do want to give a couple of bars. I really felt that it would be something that would heal all of us. Because, as you say, even if we didn't agree with her politics, there was something about this woman that we admired. For John Edwards, and maybe one of the girls, one of his daughters, to stand together and sing what I think is one of the most beautiful songs. I'm getting emotional, you know, because of my own mother. Goodbye, Norma Jean. May you ever grow in our hearts. You were the grace that placed itself while lives were torn apart. You called out to the country and your campaign to have fun. Well, it says something about having minds removed.
That's the song that Elton John sang for Princess Diana.
No, it's about Marilyn Monroe.
No, the mind removal is... No, they changed the lyrics.
Well, I don't know. I'm saying the one that was about the candle in the wind.
The one that you're singing there is about Princess Diana. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Corrine in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Margaret.
Yes.
My heart go out to you.
Thank you very much.
You are wrong. If the family would want John to be there, I think it would be okay for John to be there for the respect of his kids and to be there to support his younger children. But as far as him speaking, I don't feel he should have a word to utter because he totally disrespected Mrs. Edwards during her lifetime. And now is not the time to try to rectify anything that he did. The woman is dead, and this is would be totally disrespectful again, even more disrespectful than what he did when she was alive. And as far as you feeling that she chose this time to die, I think that is absolutely ludicrous. I don't feel
that she chose
this time to die.
Well, doesn't it seem, if you look at it objectively, doesn't it seem rather well-timed? Because the Democrats just got, as my husband likes to say...
Forget the Democrats. This has nothing to do...
You know what, kid?
That woman's death has nothing to do with politics, period.
You know that the Buddhists believe that one can transcend this sphere and meet and greet. You know that?
What do you mean, meet and greet?
The transcendent, the ancestor.
You're speaking like you're at a biker's event. Bikers are meeting greet. I think
bikers.
I agree with the other lady.
How dare you laugh at me, Mr. Henry?
Somewhere, and I think you should lay out the drive.
What do you mean biker's event? Are you talking about the Hells Angels?
I'm talking about motorcycle riders have meet and greet.
I thought you were talking about banging a gong with your ancestors the way the Buddhists do. That's what bikers do?
What is this banging a gong with your ancestors? And what does Buddhism have to do with Elizabeth Edwards? But, you know, if her family wanted to include Buddhist ritual or Native American ritual, anything they wanted to, they can do that. You're talking about Elizabeth Edwards shuffling off the mortal coil and this and that and this and that. Real weird.
Well, this lady's talking like I'm getting passed around a campfire.
What?
This lady is talking like I'm getting passed around a campfire.
What do you mean you're getting passed around a campfire?
Like on a biker run up to Bass Lake. Right?
You shouldn't be passed around anything because you shouldn't have anything to do with anything having to do with this funeral. That is totally up to the family. And
do you know
what
the song?
You're saying about what they should do or what John should do, I think you are crazy. You need to go and lay on the black couch for a while. Yeah, you laugh
you,
because
you
it's
know
funny.
I want to tell you something.
You are
Mr.
Funny
Henry.
Sweetheart.
No,
very
Mr. Henry's
funny.
Laughing, and if he continues laughing, I will hang up.
Well, you know what, Margaret? Maybe you should hang up.
I want to ask this lady. Do you know the song "Goodbye, Norma Jean"? Goodbye, Norma.
When you hang up, go look for us.
Don't you even have the thing?
Thank you very much, Corrine. Yeah. Go ahead. Thank you very much, dear. 877-876-PHIL. Christopher in Houston, Texas, go ahead.
How's it going?
Understanding what?
Yes, sir. Good.
Going pretty well over here. I gotta say,
we didn't ask you.
I think
how
that for Edwards to speak at his wife's funeral was political suicide. Making someone else's funeral all about entirely about himself would be the most boneheaded move he could make. He'd lose total respect for every politician and every human person here in America.
Why?
For you to think that is an actual...
Tell me why.
How could he not? How could you make someone else's death about themselves a political move?
No, but he doesn't make it about himself. He says, I knew Elizabeth, I loved her. He talks about Elizabeth. He talks nothing about Elizabeth.
Your
and then he works in his own run.
You must realize, like, it's your own personal opinion. And yes, you may
of
have
had
many accomplishments in your life, but... This has got to be not. This is not one of them.
I'm simply saying that. Well, maybe, but I am saying you got to roll the dice big. You know, if you risk big, sometimes you win big. And John Edwards needs something now that's going to pull his career out of the garbage disposal, because that's where it is.
Well, you know what? If you want the garbage disposal to get turned on, just have him start speaking at Elizabeth Edwards' funeral tomorrow. And, you know, thank you very much, Christopher. That's the end, you know.
Yeah, that's real cute.
What?
If you want the garbage disposal to get turned on...
You said his career's in a garbage disposal?
Yes.
Well, it'll get flipped on and start grinding up his career if he speaks tomorrow.
Well, then if John Edwards is not allowed to speak... May I at least, you know, like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sound. I don't like these lyrics. These are the Diana lyrics. When the mine, it's got to do with unexploded mines.
Yeah, you're going to have to get the other lyrics.
I don't know where they are.
Margaret, great. Thank you very much, Margaret.
Is that it? You mean you can't leave me with egg on my face like this.
Well, I'm sorry you had an hour, and that's it. Coming up next, Ron Turner, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Damn you with all the...